Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalad. We're going to go back to Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, where it says Yosef. About, I don't know, 10 to 15 lines from the bottom, where it says Yosef Ahu Rabbanon Kamed Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini. For Yosef Ika Amar, Mishmeid Rav Shua Ben Levi. Minayin Lechol Yisruin Shere Torah, Dechi Hechi De Asur Ba Achila, Hachin Hami Asur Ba Hana. How do you know that every single time something's Asur to eat, it's Asur Ba Hana? And we said only two of them. Only two things like that. Everything's an exception. My knee, what are they? Chameit b'Pesach v'Shahar Niskol. Those are the only two. So, minayin, how do you know? So, typically, mi lo ye yochel. Well, it says lo ye yochel, which means both. Because you'll see, because it said lo yochel, isra achila mashma, isra hana lo mashma le. No, because the isra achila, it only implies isra achila. Why should lo ye yochel be isra hana? Why? It says don't eat it. It doesn't say don't have enough from it. So why should it include that? That's why. Because the Rebbeinu Chanan explains, Yeshua ben Levi rejected, because lo ye yachel is a funny way to say it. Lo ye yachel, do not have it be eaten. It's a funny way to say it. So therefore, everyone said, ooh, it says lo ye yachel, it's a funny way to say it, therefore it includes Hana. Comes along, Yeshua ben Levi, it's not so funny. It's not so funny, and I don't think it includes Hana. So where do I know Hana? Now by the way, he agreed, Chomet Zosab Hana. He agrees with that. Well, where does he know it from? It can't be from Lo Ye Yochel because there's nothing funny about that. So, typically, I'm in Nevela. What about from Nevela? What's Nevela? Because the Torah says Nevela is Motabahana, which implies not everything else also Bahana. Right? The Torah says by Nevela you can give it to the dog. No, by Nevela says you can give it to the guy. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Shavalok of Yehuda. Hilzak of Yehuda, the Amar Devarim Kiksavon. That the words are written as exact, meaning you can only give it to a ger, you can only sell it to a goy, right? And everything else is off the table. So Isav alak Reb Yehuda, tepek lei, mehechad and afkalei Reb Yehuda. So where does Reb Yehuda learn it from? And the answer is, mikelav tashlichen oso, from kelav tashlichen oso, that oso, it, you can give to the dog. What's it? Trefa. But nothing else you can give to the dog. So, kasavar, Chulun Shnishchutu Bazara Doraisa. Chulun Shnishchutu Bazara is Doraisa. That's also Asa Bahana. How do I know that? From Oso. So how do I know Chameitz and Shor Niskol? Now we're going to spend the entire day now how he knows, how Rabbi Shubin Levi knows, that Shor Niskol and Chameitz for Pesach are Asa Bahana. Minayin, how do you know? Dichsiv, because it says, this is talking about when somebody brings a chatos, meat or dam, I think it's dam, into the Kodesh. Why are you doing that? There's no reason to do that. The Kodesh is where the menorah and the shul. What are you bringing dam in there for? No reason to do that. So, kol chatos ha-shayuva midama, any chatos where the dam is brought, right? What the pasuk continues, kol dama, what does it say? Lo se'achel, you can't eat that. Any dam or any kol chatos, any chatos, v'esh tisaref. You can't eat it, and you have to burn it. Hear what it says, the pasuk? You can't eat that, the carbon that was ruined, and you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, she'ein talmud lomar be'esh tisaref. There's no reason to say that. Why is there no reason to say that? The Gemara will say in a few minutes why not. Ma talmud lomar be'esh tisaref. Why does it say that? I'll tell you why. Im eino inyan legufo. I don't need it for the chatos, because I know it already. Dichsiv, because it says, Vihine Soreif. There's another pasuk that says that it was burnt, but that's by the Miluim, that they made a mistake and it got burnt. Not a mistake. The Seir Chatos of Yom HaShmini Miluim. Right, they made a mistake, that another one of you died, and there was Toma, and they burnt it. So I know already that it gets burnt. So I don't need to, the pasuk by a Chatos didn't have to say it. She'ein Talmud Lomar. She'ein Ma Talmud Lomar Be'esh Tisaref. Im eino inyan legufo, dechsev v'hinei sorif, tineu inyan lechol isurim shebetorah. Learn it out to teach me all isurim of the Torah, only two of them. It's only chameit and shor niskol. That what? That there are asa bahana. Then it says, v'im eino inyan la'achila, if I don't need it for achila, tineu inyan le'isur hana. We'll use it for isur hana. So a pasuk that says that if a chatas is brought into the Beis HaMikdash in the wrong way, it has to be burnt, that's the makar, that chametz and sharneskel asabana, which has nothing to do with that at all. That's the makar. Okay? Right, Rashi, look at the top Rashi. It says like this, imeinu inyan la'osim ba'achila. Now, I don't need to tell me that it's asa bahana, do isha bahana ba'achila gufay l'ksiv, because the Torah already told me not to eat chametz. I know that already. The Torah said don't eat chametz. The Torah said don't eat the shahar niskal. I know that already. Zum midisha b'Torah. This is one of the midas of the Torah. Davar shalahu tzrech l'gufo. Something that's written in one place where it's not necessary. Tinehu inyan acher. You can use it for somewhere else. V'talmud davar davar v'talmud davar l'davar acher, and it can be learned for another source. V'chol ha-midos halacha l'moshe mitzinai. All midos are halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Okay. Now, if that's true, then how about the following question? Ima kan b'sreifa af kol yisurut shabatora b'sreifa. Then maybe it has to be b'sreifa. You're not allowed to eat chametz. What do you do with it? It has to be sreifa. You're not letting charnisk. What do you do with it? You have to burn it. Because that's what you have to do with the chatos that's improperly brought into the kodesh. You have to burn it. So maybe you have to burn this too. We don't halacha like that. Even if you hold, you have to burn chametz. It's a maila. You have to. You can throw it into the river too. No. It says Bakodesh ba'esh tisaref. Bakodesh b'sreifa. Only kachim gets burnt. Vein kol yisur and shavatara b'sreifa. But nothing else has to get burnt. V'hai, b'kodesh, b'eish tisaref, l'ach yudiyasa? This pasuk of b'eish tisaref, that's what it teaches us? It teaches us that in eino inyan, that chametz and sharnis will asabana, ha-mibayle l'kid de Rebbe Shimon. We need it for a different part. D'tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, it says b'kodesh b'eish tisaref, it says b'kodesh b'eish tisaref, right, if kodesh gets tame, you have to burn it. It doesn't teach, it's not, we said it doesn't teach us anything. There was another pasuk that it gets burned, and therefore it's extra. It's not extra at all. Limin al chatos, it teaches us about a chatos that got puzzled. Shesarfen oso ba kodesh. Where do you burn it? In the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? In the there was an area in the Azara where they would burn psulim. The Ainli El Azubal Vad. And I only know this also. Psuli kachi kachim. All kachi kachim that got puzzled. Kachi kachim can never leave the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. So if anything happens to them on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, what do you do with it? Or the emure kachi kalim, the emurim of kachi kalim, which never leave the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash either. They're always in the Beis HaMikdash, they never leave. And what happens if they get puzzled or tamei or something happens to them? Minayin, how do we know that they get burnt in the Beis HaMikdash itself? Tamad lomar v'chol b'kodesh b'eish tisaref. So it's not extra for Einu Inyan. And Rashi points out, as opposed to, let's say Kachim Kalim meat, let's say a Karban Pesach, or a Bechor, or a Meiser Behema animal, and made carbon, and you took it home to eat with your family, and got tummy. You have to bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash to burn it there. Says Rashi, no, you don't have to bring it back. There's a separate spot for that, which was not in the Beis HaMikdash. It was somewhere else. Outside, like, you know, in the city somewhere. Out, who knows where it was. But it wasn't on the Beis HaMikdash grounds. But Kachi Kachim, which never leave, and the Emurim Kachim, which never leave, things never leave, that's taka burnt. Where's it burnt? Bakodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not extra. So Gemara says, you're right, it's not extra taka. Amalei Rav Yonasan, Rabach, Mehai Kroka Amalei. So he told him, Behai Krok Amalei. Im Yoser mi Basar mi Luim min Halechem Ara Boker, which is talking about. We're going to learn out from this following pasuk. This pasuk is talking about. It says by a Shlomim during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, and it says, what does it say? V'im Yivaser mi Basar Hamiluim min Halechem Ara Boker. If you leave over any of the meat or the lechem, then the Gemara doesn't have it. The Gemara says for Gomer. The pasuk continues, "V'sarafta es hanosar bo'esh." You burn the nosar in fire. Lo yeochel. You're not allowed to eat it. Ki kodeshu, because it's kodesh. Now we're going to say the same thing. This pasuk is extra. What does it say? Shein tamad lama lo yachel. Doesn't have to say don't eat it. Why? Why? We're going to say it in a minute. Why not? Uma tamad lama lo yachel. Why does it say lo yachel? Imeno inyan legufe. I don't need it to tell me itself I can't eat. Dachsiv v'siraftas anosar ba'ish. Because it already says somewhere else, burn the noser. And if I'm burning the noser, as Rashi points out, you can't eat it. If you're burning it, not nothing to eat. So, Tanei l'inyan shari surim shabbat Torah. I will use it to tell me other isurim. V'meinu inyan l'achila, Tanei inyan l'itzer hana. I'll use it for itzer hana. So how do I know that chametz is asur b'hana on Pesach? Because it says by the miluim that the extra left over the noser had to be burnt. That teaches me that chametz on Pesach is asur b'hana. You hear that? Why? Because it's extra. V'meinu inyan. Imenu Inyan is one of the middles of the Torah, the Dresh of Pen, but we don't say it every morning. It's one of the other ones, one of the lesser ones. It comes up quite often. So how do you know you're not how do you know Chometz is also Bano on Pesach? Because by the Milum it says to burn it, the leftover, the noso, you have to burn it. That's the Gemesa Makar. E makan besreifa af kolosur churin tzavtar besreifa. And if that's true, then it should be burnt. You have to burn the Shor Niskol and the Chometz. Amar Kra visarafta es hanosar. No, noser b'sreifa. Then call it noser b'sreifa. The Torah goes out of its way. Noser has to be burned. Now, this doesn't have to be burned. Now, v'hai lo yochel achi yudiyasa? That's what it comes to teach me? That meaning nothing, so it's extra? No. Hamibayel elikid rev elazar. We have another part we need it for. Damar b'lazar, lo yochel ki kodesh hu. It says, lo yochel, don't eat a ki kodesh hu. Kol she kodesh pasal ba, hakasav litin lo sasei al achi laso. It's a low sase not to eat it. In other words, we said before, a minute ago, that you have to burn it. You have to burn it. If it's no sir, you have to burn it. What if I eat it? It doesn't say anywhere that I'm not allowed to eat it. It's like derived from the fact that I have to burn it, so you can't eat it. But it's not an avera. Comes along the Torah, no, it is an avera. Lo yachel, don't eat it. It's like an extra iser, so therefore it's not extra. So it's not extra. So how do I know that chametz on Pesach is asur b'hana? So Amar Abaya says like this, mi'olam mikra kama. We're going to go back to the first pasuk. The first pasuk was that if a guy brings a chatos into the kodesh, he ruins it. You can't eat it and it has to be burnt. We already knew that already, so we said it's extra. Then we said, no, it's not extra. It teaches you the following halacha. That a chatos is burnt in the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash and not somewhere else. So it's not extra. Now Abaya says, no. Lo'olam mikra kama. The epoch, I'm going to switch around the words that I used before to try to get my halacha. Dilichtov be'esh tisaref. Fine. Let it say be'esh tisaref. V'lo boy lo tochal. I don't need those words. Ma tamad lama lo tochal. Well, you're going to eat it? How can you eat it? You have to burn it. Same thing. Imeino inyan legufo. I don't need it for itself. Because I already learned it out from him. So tneu in lechol yisurim shavu Torah. It will be a source for all yisurim. Tneu in lachila. Tneu in leisur hana. If I don't need it for itself, I'll use it for isur hana. E makam besreifa af kol shuru shavu Torah besreifa. The one that has to be burnt. No amar kra hanoser besreifa vein kol yisurim shavu Torah besreifa. Okay. So what's the makor? That chametz on Pesach is asur b'hana, because it says in the Torah that if you bring a chatos into the kodesh by mistake, it has to be burnt, and you're not allowed to eat it. That's extra, and that's the makar that chametz on Pesach is asur b'hana. So Amalei Rav Papa La'Abaya, the Ema liyachud le'lav legufei u'da'asa. Maybe those words are coming. Same thing we said before, that maybe it's coming to tell you that if you bring a chatos into the kodesh, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's a separate lav. You're not allowed to eat it. We said it's extra. Because since you're burning it, but mainly you can't eat it.
We already decided that it's burning in the Kanaka
Halacha. Where? Where?
Did you say that?
By what?
By
that if you're burning it, you can't have Hana?
Right.
No.
No.
No. No. But the fact that you burn it shows you can't eat it. So why does it say don't eat it? It's extra. It says if you bring the Chatos into the Kodesh, two things. You have to burn it and don't eat it. So the Gemara said, well, don't eat it, it's extra. Because if you're burning it, of course you can't eat it. You're burning it, how you can eat it? So obviously, don't eat it, it's extra. So when it says don't eat it, what it means is, since it's extra, that chametz is also behana on Pesach. By the fact that it says by achatos, don't eat it, it's extra. So Gemara says, it's not extra. Maybe it's to tell me, you're over at Isra if you eat it. Otherwise I wouldn't know that. I would just know you can't eat it because you're burning it. How do I know it's also to do that? Yeah.
What are you eating if it's burning?
Exactly. So you're not, so there's nothing to eat. So why did the Torah say don't eat it?
So what kind of Isra can you get?
What?
Oh,
if you don't burn it and you eat it, that's an Isra. That's what he's saying. If not for that, I wouldn't know that. I would know I can't eat it because it's not physically possible to eat. You can't eat dust, right? You can't eat ashes. So I'm not eating it. What if I don't do that? So you could say that you're indirectly over an Avera because you didn't burn it.
But I thought every single mitzvah that you have.
What do you mean?
I'm supposed to put on
tefillin. Right.
I don't put on tefillin.
Exactly. So you're mevatel and aseh. 100%. So if you don't burn it and you eat it instead, you're mevatel and aseh.
That's not my question. My question is, it doesn't say about any other mitzvah. Why would you do by this one?
No,
because... Why would you pick up this? Well, isn't it the fact that before it becomes
nasa,
you could eat it.
No, you can't eat it either. You can't eat it either because it's the puzzle. No, we'll get to your question in a second. Mati's asking a good question. And the answer is that many times the Torah wants to know, this is called an iser aseh. You're supposed to burn it. If you do anything else, you violated an aseh by not doing it. Just like by tefillin. I'm supposed to put on tefillin. If I don't put on tefillin, I violated the aseh by not putting on tefillin. But it says over here, lo ye'achel, don't eat it. So we're saying it's extra. So our Papa says, who said it's extra? Maybe it's an aveira too. In other words, maybe there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, don't not wear tefillin. It's a los aseh. Right. You're over an aseh, and you're over a los aseh. It says, lo ye'achel, don't eat it. No. So it's, oh, it's extra. But it's not extra. It's telling me it's a los aseh. Not only you have to burn it, but if you eat it, you're over an aseh. You're over both. You violated the aseh of not burning it, and you're also over a los aseh. It says, lo ye'achel. Who said it's extra? Who said it's extra? That's a Papa's question. Why say it's extra? Don't eat it. It's an aver to eat it. And, by the way, and you violate the assay of not burning it. Both.
No, it's extra. No, isn't it obvious? Anything that has to be burned, it needs to be destroyed, and therefore it's also not. No, it's a
kavod. No, but how do you know that? No, but kachim is different. The Gemara might say that somewhere. Kachim is different. Just because I have to burn the chatas, what does that tell me about pei chametz? What does that have to do with chametz? Nothing to do with each other. You right?
Well,
what do you have to know? The mefer that you have to bring chametz shows you what? That's not a bad question. That's right. That's right. But you don't have that. You don't have that by every assay. Most assays you don't have that. It's not assay, and that's it. Wear tzitzis, and if you don't wear tzitzis, see mafata benching. So I didn't bench. See what Vatel say? There's no los that say, don't ever not bench. There's no such thing. It says, don't ever marry someone you're not allowed to marry. That it does say that. Things like that, right? Don't violate Shabbos. Don't do malach on Shabbos. It does say los that says. But here it says, lo yachel, don't eat it. So no, it's extra. Why is it extra? Yeah, there are sometimes it's both. It's like tzedakah is both. So don't close your fist and give tzedakah. It's both. Right? Don't be cheap. Don't close your fist and give tzedakah. So they have both. So don't see the mother bird and keep on walking. Send her away. It says both. Right? Sometimes you have both. Here it says both. It says burn it and don't eat it. No, don't eat it, it's extra. Because you're burning it anyway. So the Republic, what are you talking about? It's not, why is it extra? It's another son of Losa say also.
So my point is,
yeah.
Nosa is like comics. Up to a point until it becomes forbidden.
Yeah, but then it's not called Nosa. That's why. Right. Then it's edible.
It changes its...
Correct. It could change it, right.
In the same way that comets, at a point on Pesach, it changes its nature, it becomes... And therefore, that seems to be the parallel to me.
Fair enough. That's fine. That's fair enough. But now the Gemara is saying it's not a parallel, because there's no extra words here. Just because one thing in the Torah is this, how is that a riot that chametz should be the same way? Why? Why should chametz be asabana? Because no asabana. What's the connection? So Omalay of Papa Labaya, maybe he's telling you that there's a lav here. Don't eat it. Why is it extra? Dimi Rabbi Elazar, it can't be Rabbi Elazar's fart. Rabbi Elazar said before that he said any meat or something like that. Right? What was this levart before? It says lo yochal kikodeshu kol shebekodesh pasul liten losas lase alachiloso. But that can't be the source because ein lokin alav shebeklalos. You can't have a lav that says ein lokin alav shebeklalos. You can't have a lav that says like the famous one is it says don't eat dam. And we learn from there 10 things. Can't eat dam. You can't, a bezdin can't paskin before they eat in the morning. You can't eat before davening. All these things. You're not going to mock us in any of those things. Because when a pasuk says so many different things that are usher, it's no malchus. Same thing over here. It says the Kurdish meat that got puzzle. What is it? This kind of meat and that and this carb and that carb. It's too many things going on here. Anyway, maybe that's pasuk is taka alos ase. And we don't get malchus because the lobster clothes fine, but it's a los ase. So how do we know chametz pesach is asavana? Ella amar of papa mehacha. Let's learn that of here. It says like this. It says when basar meat gets tame, it says va basar ashiyga b'chol tame lo yeachel. Any meat, kachem meat that gets tame, don't eat it. Beish tisarev. You have to burn it. Same thing. Shein tamad lomer lo yeachel. You don't have to say that. Ma tamad lomer lo yeachel. Why does it say that? In eino inyan legufo. I don't need it for itself. Dahanafkale mikal v'chomer mimaiser hakal, because it's learned out of maiser sheni. Ma maiser hakal, maiser sheni. Amr Torah lo biarti meni b'tamei. But maiser sheni, which is much more mekel than kunchum, it says I never touched it when I was tamei. And now I become tamei. Basar kodesh chomer lo kolshkein. So basar kodesh for sure, right? So why does it say don't eat it? Of course you cannot eat it. Not allowed to touch it. So why does it say don't eat it? It's extra. It's extra. And what does it teach me? Chomer tapezach asa bahana. V'chi tema. Wait a minute. Ein mazir min adin. You want to tell me you can't make a rule from a kal v'chomer? And therefore, what kind of halacha is this? You can't have a halacha from a kal v'chomer. You can't have a halacha from a kal v'chomer. You can't punish from a kal v'chomer. You can't punish from a kal v'chomer. Right? Hakeshahu, it's not a kal v'chomer. It's a hekesh. D'chziv, it says, Lo suchal lechal bisharecha, you're not allowed to eat in your gates. Meiser digancha tiroshcha bechoros bikarecha, all these things, right? So meiser has a hekish to karbanos, and therefore they're really the same thing. And if it's a hekish, it's in straight out in the pasuk, and therefore it's not a makar, and therefore it's a from this kal v'chomer we're going to learn out that chometz is aser on Pesach. Matamad loma lo yeachel. Not from the kal v'chomer. So why does it say lo yeachel by kodshim meat that got tameh? It's extra. The answer is imenu inu legufo, tineu inu lechol esurim shor Torah. Then you inu lachila. I know you're not allowed to eat chometz. Eating chometz at Pesach, I know you're not allowed to do. Torah says that. What about hana? Doesn't say that. Tineu inu lahana. So how do I know you're not allowed to imenu imakam b'sveifa afkon shor esurim torah b'sveifa? Then it maybe has to be burnt. No. Omar Kra, Hanoser B'Sreifa, Vein Kol Yishtur and Shabbat Torah B'Sreifa. So how do we know that Chametz on Pesach is also B'Hanah? According to Rabbi Shur ben Levi, the answer is, because it says in the Torah that if you touch basar meat becomes Tameh, now to eat it. That's the Makar, that Chametz on Pesach is also B'Hanah. Okay? Omale Ravina L'Ravashi, Vein Olavala B'Shnei Lavin. Maybe it's to be over two Lavin. So it's not extra. One lav? Over a second lav? After all, lav miyam rabbi, didn't Abaye say, acha putisa loka chames, loka arba. You eat a bug, a certain kind of bug, you get four malchus. Nemala, different kind of bug, loka chames, you get five. Acha putira loka sheish. You eat that thing, you get six malchus. So why six? Because each one of these bugs has more, one's flying, one's in the water, they're all different, and it says six times, don't eat the bug, you get six malchus. So why would it be so crazy if the Torah said that if you eat basar that's kodesh meat that becomes tameh, you get two laven, and therefore it's not extra? No. Sigma says like this: Amalei kol hecha de'ika lemidrash darshinan. Anytime we could have a drasha, that's much better. V'lo mukminan b'lavi siri. Not to say extra laven. Much better to use a drasha Why would the Torah say that you over the same thing twice? Why would the Torah say that? How many times does the Torah say to keep Shabbos? 30 times or something like that, right? So you over 30 malchus, 30 times. No. Why did the Torah say it so many times? I don't know. But says the Gemara, not to tell me over more lavin. Now, if I have a choice, I'm not going to say it's to over, be over more lavin. We'll use it for a drasha. And based on this Gemara, the Rambam says, the Rambam gave, when he wrote a sefer on mitzvos, he has 14 rules of how to count a mitzvah, what's yes a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. And rule number 8 is, repetitive mitzvahs are not counted. They're only counted one time. They're only counted one time. How do I know? The Gemara just said that. The Gemara just said, if I have a chance to count something twice or to learn something else, I'm going to learn something else. What am I learning? That chametz on Pesach is also b'ano. Why? Because it says don't eat basar kachim. Yeah, maybe it's to be over another time, don't eat basar kachim. Why would the Torah say that? Why would the Torah do that? Now, why does the Torah do it by bugs? Because each bug includes 5 averus. It's water bug, and plus a flying bug, and plus a creepy crawly bug, and plus each one, each bug. But to say you're over 30 times if you have Mechal Shabbos, why would you say that? Now, why does the Torah repeat it? I don't know. That's not for me to know. It's a mystery of the Torah, why things are repeated and some things are not. Some things are repeated 100 times, and some things are hinted to in one little letter. Why that is? No, we don't know that. We just do the rules. But to say that it's to teach me more of Averis, says the Rambam, no way. And that's one of his rules. Okay.
But isn't that what we do with Basra and Kala? It's repeated 3 times, so we make it 3 of Averis.
Exactly. You know, it's 3 different things that we're going to have to Basra and Kala in a minute. It's 3 different things I learned out from it. Right? You can't cook it, you can't eat it, and you can't have enough from it. It doesn't say you can't cook it. You could, if you cook it, you're not over 3 times. You're over 1 time. Now, how many Averis did you do? 1, not 3. Right?
Right.
Let's say you buy it. I didn't cook it, I bought it. So I got Hana, right? I didn't eat it. Still not allowed to do that. How many Averis is that? The answer is only 1. Right? You know I'm repetitive of Averis? Now, there are some rare exceptions. So the Rambam, to the Gemara says, I'd rather not resort to that. I'd rather find some other reason why it's there. Right? And that the Rambam says, therefore I'm not counting them twice. Why are they there? Let's go learn. And we'll go figure it out. And if we can't figure it out, then maybe we'll have to say that. But that's not our default answer. Our default answer is, we're learning something out from it. What are we learning? That chametz pesach is asabano. Fine. Good? Fine. Now that we said that, so now the Gemara wants to darshan this whole pasuk. It says, "V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh, basar that any tameh person will touch, lo ye'achel, don't eat it." And then the pasuk continues, "Bo'esh tisar yisareif." Is that the full pasuk? One second. The full pasuk is. Yes, v'habasar shiga b'chol tameh lo yoyachel be'ish yisareif. Then the pasuk says, v'habasar kol tahar yochal basar, and the basar of any tahar you can eat the basar. A lot of extra words in this pasuk, right? So here the Gemara says like this: l'habasar shiga b'chol tameh lo yoyachel derei shalomali. It's like extra words over here. So the Gemara says, yeah, the beginning of the pasuk is l'rabos eitzim ulavona. To include eitzim and lavona that are not edible. Eitzim is wood, and lavona is spice. It's not edible. Rashi says right here, hashta damarta kra lav lugutfe asa, ela le'im eno inyan. Now that we've already established that this pasuk is not necessary to tell me what it really says, but it's really to tell me about chametz, so, tinach vashayiga b'chol tamer lo yeachel. That's for the words of the don't need it. V'habasar lamali, what's basar extra? U'mishani l'rabos eitzim u'lavona l'kabal tuma. That eitzim and lavona in the Beis HaMikdash can be b'kabal tuma, afagaf t'lav uchlo, even though they're not food. Normally in your house that couldn't happen. Only food and kalim can become tummy. What about random blocks of wood? They can't become tummy. They're not food, they're not kalim. In the Beis HaMikdash they can. Then it says, V'habasar kol tar yochal basar t'seifa lamali. Why does it say it again? L'rabos emurin, to include the emurin, the fats that are burned in the Beis HaMikdash, they can become tamei. So the Gemara says emurin, yasa nafka, that's from somewhere else. The Tanya, v'nefesh hashtocha basar mizevach hashlam asher l'Hashem, l'rabos esei emurin. That pasuk says that. No. Hasam tumas haguf, bikares, that if someone is Tamei, he's Tamei himself, he gets Kares. Hacha betumas basar belav. But the basar only has a lav. Fine. Okay. New topic. This is a very, very yisodistic topic in Shas, which we're going to do in a short time, but you'll see the ramifications. Amar b'yavo, amar b'yochanan. Kol yisurin shebetorah. Every isser in the Torah, ein lokin aleha, ela derech achilasan. You only get malchus if you eat it, ela derech achilasan, if you eat it in a normal way. Right, you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav. So what if you use basar b'chalav as a frisbee? It's not a normal way. You're still getting hana, you're playing around with the kids. You get malchus for that. If you eat it, you get malchus. You get malchus if you're throwing it around, like a football. You get malchus for that. Says the Gemara, no. You don't get malchus for it. Why? That's not normal. Now you're not allowed to do it, but it's not abnormal. Lemute mai, what does this come to exclude? Omer Shin bar Ashi Lute Shim Achal Chelev Chai Shapater. If you eat, first we're talking about eating. So we're eating. If you eat something in a not normal, the chelev you're not allowed to eat. Not raw chelev. Who eats raw chelev? You eat raw chelev. That's not normal. You don't get malchus for that. You eat regular chelev, you get malchus. Chelev is also to eat. If you eat regular chelev, you get malchus. Eat raw chelev, you don't get malchus. Why? So the Rishonim say, because it's not called eating. It's not called eating. It's not called achila. Now, physically, you ate. You took your spoon and you chewed and swallowed and went down your stomach. It's not called eating. Why? It's not normal. That's the first halacha. Ikad de Amri, the other halacha is much more interesting. Amr Avo, Amr B'Yochanan, Kol Yisur in Shebetorah, every Yisur in the Torah, Ein Lokan Lim, Ela Derech HaNa'asan. Now, the only time you get Malkus for in Yisur Hana is if it's normal Hana. Normal Hana. Lemute Mai, what's a normal Hana? Amr of Shimi Barashi, Lemute, Sheminia Chelev Shal Shor HaNiskol, Agabi Matasa, Makaso Shu Potor. If you take meat of a Shor HaNiskol to put it on your black eye, like they do in the old days, right? Just put the steak on your black eye to get the wound, to get the swelling to go down, you potter for that. Aye, it's Hana. That's not normal Hana for steak. Normal Hana for steak is to eat it. Not to use it for a wound, not to throw it around. That's normal Hana. Right? Which leads to the following issue, which is a very interesting issue. What if you get Hana in a normal way? What's a normal way to get Hana? Sell it. What if you get Hana in a normal way? Do you get Malkus? Where did Torah say not to have Hana from Shor HaNiskol? Where did Torah say that? It's learned out because you're not allowed to touch basar kachim, the katame. That's the makor that Hana is usher by chametz and by Shor HaNiskol. So what if you sell the Shor HaNiskol? It's normal Hana. It's normal Hana, making money. Normal Hana. You get Malkus? So you don't get Malkus if it's not normal Hana. What if it is normal Hana? You get Malkus? How could you get Malkus? Torah doesn't warn you. So we'll learn that in such a funny way. You get Malkus for that? It's a machlokas we've shown him. It's fascinating. Right? Yeah.
He's not placed on the physical level.
Yeah. So the chinuch says you can't get hana, you don't get malchus because it's possible to have hana without doing a maisa. And the chinuch has a shita that if it's possible to do an act without a maisa, then you're never going to get malchus even if you do the maisa. Since you can get hana without doing a maisa, right? You can figure out somewhere how you could do that. And, what? Right, you get hana, so you're not doing anything. I'm just sitting around and I'm getting some hana. That's not, you didn't do anything, you didn't get malchus, so you never get malchus. Then he says, how could you get malchus? Says the chinuch, how could you get malchus? It doesn't say in the Torah not to do it. There's no warning. It's learned out because it says by kachim, don't touch it. How's that a raya? Don't eat it. How's that a warning not to have hana from chametz or Shor HaNiskol? So if you do have hana in a normal way, you also don't get malchus. That's what the Gemara is telling me. If you do it something in a not normal way, there's no malchus. Even if it's a normal way, there's no malchus. Right? You hear what's going on here? So in a not normal way, there's for sure no malchus. The Gemara says, what if it's in a normal way? It's a machlokas we've shown him. The Rabbeinu Yonah says you get malchus. The Riyadh says you get malchus. Those you get malchus. It's not. It's learned that in a funny way. So what? So go learn. And you warned.
So why should you get malchus for eating shrimp?
The Torah, because the Torah says it three times, it's as if it says not to have hana.
So that's
correct. In a chanami. V'kolshkein ochel chaylev chay shu pater. And for sure, if you eat a raw chaylev, it's pater. It marnami. Amar Rav Ada bar Ava. Amar Rav Yosi. Asi. Amar Rav Yochanan. Hiniyah chaylev shalshar niskal gabim akaso. If you put a wound, if you put meat from a shar niskal on your wound, pater. You pater for malchus. Why? Because you only get malchus if it's normal. If it's not normal, then you don't get malchus. It says ain sofkin es harbaim mishum arla. You don't. If you have hana from arla, right? Arla, you're not allowed to have hana from arla. If you have hana from arla, you only have hana from juice, liquid. El ala yotzi min azeisim min hanavim. Only wine and oil. Bovad. Filum mitusim teanim rimonim lo. But other fruits, tusim is berries and teanim is figs. Rimonim is. No, there's no such thing as pomegranate juice. Okay, today there is, but then there wasn't. So it was considered not normal. Who drinks pomegranate juice? Right? So it was not considered not normal. It's not a normal hana. No malchus. My time, or why not? Because it's not normal. I'm only a baya. I give a different reason for that. Well, if the fruit itself, you would eat in a funny way, there would be no malchus. Here it's different, because it's not even considered a fruit. The juice of a pomegranate, it's not considered pomegranate, it's nothing. It's Zeya Ba'alma, it's like the sweat of the... And it's another reason why you're not chayiv. Nothing to do with the hana, it's because it's not even the fruit.
So you're not even
over Novera. Maybe Durabon. Maybe not. Might be different today, but maybe back then, red tie. Amar Abaya, Hakal Modim B'Klai HaKerem Shalokin Aleyin. I feel Shalokin Derech HaNothin. B'Klai HaKerem, which means if you plant grapes with something else, you are over, even if it's abnormal hana. Why? My time of why? Doesn't say achila by klai karam. Doesn't say don't eat it. It never says don't eat it. It says like in rounded out ways. Never says don't eat it, and therefore any kind of hana, it's going to be a problem. Meisvei, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Menayin lebasar b'chalav shehu asar. How do you know basar b'chalav is asar? So we have a drasha, because it says three times, and one means achila, one means hana, and one means cooking. But there's other drashas out there. In the Torah, Rashi quotes another drasha. One of the three places, Rashi quotes another drasha. And one of them, he quotes the standard one, three times is achila, hana, and cooking. And it says like this. It says, Nemar kan ki am kodesh ata. Right? It says, one place, you're kodesh. V'nemar lahalan v'anche kodesh ti yun li. Right? That's by Basar Trefa. By Basar B'cholov, it says, ki am kodesh ata. Right? You're kodesh. And then it says by Trefa, V'anche Kodesh Tiyunli, Ma Lahalan Aser, As Kan Aser. So it's like a Gzereshava. Ein Li Ela B'Achila. That's good for eating, because you're not allowed to eat Basar Trefa. So that's a good Gzereshava. Bana Minayin. Boy, about Hana. How do I know that Basar B'Cholov is Aser B'Hana? Amar Tekal V'Chomer. Tekal V'Chomer. Ma Orla, Sholonev Deba Avera, Asur B'Hana. Just like Orla. You didn't do an Avira. There's no Avira planting the tree. And nevertheless, Asa Bahana. So Basa Bachalov. Shenev debo Avira. You did an Avira. What Avira did you do? You cooked it. Eino din she Asa Bahana. Shouldn't you be over in Asa Hana? Of course. Now we'll stop here. And then the Gemara's go back and forth. Wait, but before we stop, so the one of the Rishonim asks.
What type of question is that?
What do you mean?
If that's anything in the world, before you do the mice, it's on the paper.
What?
Before you plant it, if you just...
Basar B'chalav is an exception.
No, but that's the Isser.
What?
The Isser problem.
What do you mean? I have two mutter things, and I put them together, and it's Usser.
By Erla, what's the mutter thing?
The mutter thing is the tree. The tree is only Usser for a certain time. There's no Isser planting a tree. There's an Isser putting milk and meat together.
Exactly.
Now, the we're going to get to that. So Rashi said tomorrow. So Rashi says...
By the way, you're not allowed to buy an ox in case you decide to eat it.
So there's no such halacha like that.
Exactly. There's no halacha.
But by Basar B'Chalav, okay. Hashem... By the way, so the Rashi and Chulin asks, right. 1 minute. By Basar B'Chalav, you can have Basar B'Chalav in a non-Isser way. The guy did it. Not Usser for him. The guy did it. So why is it for me? The guy cooked in Usser. So the Rashi answers, yeah, yes, but you see from here that Hashem hates basar b'chalav, and even if you put it together, it's a problem. There's no such issur of buying an ox, there's no issur of buying a tree, there's no issur of having wool and linen in your house. All these are not asurim. Only when you combine them. But when it comes to basar b'chalav, Hashem says, I don't even want it, I don't even want it. Even cooking it together, I don't want it. It's such a different category than everything else. And that's why, and so Arla, which is no Aveira, yes, asur b'hana. So basar b'chalav should surely be asur b'hana. That's, and now we're middle of the drasha. We just stopped the middle of the drasha. We'll flesh it out more tomorrow. Right.